From London, we present Apprentice to Danger, a thriller for radio by Barclay Mather.
Come on, you bloke! Knock on, knock on! Get the steam off them winches! There she goes! Wrap up, you'll have a union after you!
Oh, I thought it was never going. Oh, Strith, if there's anything I hate, it's chip and rust. Oh,
I could settle for chip and rust. It's chip and rust on an empty belly that gets me down.
Oh, now look, Gannett, you had your dinner.
Dinner? You call that bilge we had dinner? Oh, why did my old man have to apprentice me to the sea? I could have got a better job without a 200 quid indenture plunge second piccolo in a bawdy house band. Hey, Askey.
Yeah?
What you doing tonight?
Well, I thought of getting cleaned up and taking a walk ashore. Sailing tomorrow and I haven't even been down the gangway.
Sydney's lovely sport, but not when you're as broke as we are.
Well, we could take a walk around Circular Quay and looking at the Mariner's Haven and have a game of billiards.
Cost snipings?
Oh, I got 4 bob.
Why didn't you say so? That's 2 half pints of the local womp and a couple of pies. Yeah, I'm with you, Admiral, but not till after supper. Such as it'll be.
Oh, food. You know, Gannett, I reckon you could eat curried jackal in a China Sea typhoon. Food, that's all you think of.
Come on, I want to share. Hey, that looks a decent joint over there. Music, too.
But I don't like beer and I want to play billiards.
There you go again. I'll bring you ashore to show you the sights and all you do is moan.
But I said I wanted to go to the Mariner's Haven. I promised the old girl when we were here last voyage. I said I'd look in again next time we came to Sydney.
Oh, forget it. She wouldn't even remember your mug.
Oh, there's the Haven. I knew it wasn't far.
Look, Askey, let's go and have a drink first and then after that...
Oh, look, dry up, Gannett, will you? I'm going in. You can push off if you want to.
Oh, well, Mariner's Haven, here we come. But don't say I didn't warn you. I'll bet you we get prayed at and finish up singing hymns round the harmonium.
They put their head down again in the starboard bucket. They say Swedes can't play billiards. That's one shilling you owe me.
Lummy, what a gaff. Bums, stiffs and hobos from every port in the world. All too broke to go anywhere else.
It's a darn nice little place. An old auntie and her husband run it for people like us.
Aye, will you speak for yourself,
and get precious
mate.
Little thanks for it. Oh, here she is. Now, look, try and behave decently, can
you? Oh, hello, Mr... No, don't tell me. Mr...
Ask you, ma'am.
Ask you, that's it. How silly of me. Getting old, you know. Although I never forget a face.
This is Gannett, Mrs. Winslow.
How do you do, Mr. Gannett?
Hello, Mrs. Winslow.
Welcome to the Haven. All the boys call me Aunt.
Well, Gannett's not his real name either. As a matter of fact, the mate christened him Gannett Guts because he's always hungry and it's sort of stuck.
For shame of him. What's your real name, eh?
Howells, but I'll settle for Gannett.
Right.
I'm used to it. We're all used to it on the TNS line. Stands for toil and starvation.
Oh, it's wicked the way some of these smaller lines work you apprentice lads and never feed you properly. My husband was only saying the other day... Oh, here he is now. Arthur,
yes.
Arthur, these are two of the boys
yes,
from the...
Yes, you don't have to tell me. I can still read a cup, Bars, love. Brass bounders off to Chilena, eh? Well, I was in the old TNS, square riggers in them days, yes. Round cape, stiff under sail, corned horse and pea soup straight for up to 170 days. That was sailoring, me lads.
Well, we've gone back a bit since then. Cottage pie and bill scarings now.
Well, we can do better than that for you tonight. A steak and kidney pudding, potatoes and 2 veg, and lemon pie with real cream.
Oh, whack up! Well, you can put me down for a platter of that right now.
Well, actually, I don't think we've got quite the time for... We'll say a cup of tea and perhaps a sandwich.
Oh, it won't take me a minute to get it. It's ready
well,
now.
Perhaps another time. Just tea and sandwiches now.
Look, what he means is, what's the damage, isn't he? What's the damage? $0.50 will do, young man, and if you haven't got it, you can put it on the cuff till next time you're in.
Well, that's very good of you, sir.
No.
I'm afraid we couldn't do that. You see, we're sailing tomorrow and we won't be back for months.
Oh, where are you sailing for?
Liverpool.
Ah, you know. That's my own port, you know, yes. Before the rheumatics got me and I had to hit the beach in a warm place. No, I wouldn't mind seeing the old Liver building sticking up through the Mersey fog again. That I wouldn't.
Look, boys, Arthur and I are just going through to our own quarters for our supper.
Ah.
Come and join us as our guests, of course,
we couldn't.
Couldn't we? Oh, well, that's very nice of you. You know, if it wouldn't be robbing you.
Robbing? Robbing nothing. No, no, round the corner and through that door. Stuffed loin of pork and applesauce, roast puds and broad beans and anything else you fancy.
Oh, I don't remember eating like that since I came to see. Oh, Artie, you're the world's best cook. Oh,
you know, I agree with young Asger here. That was gorgeous, Ed.
Oh, thanks, boy. Well, you just remember, both of you, Arthur and I don't run this place for the profit of it. The sea's in our blood, and I'm a captain's daughter. And he was before the mast for 30 years.
Oh, dear.
We've saved a bit, and, well, the haven just about pays its way. It's here for you boys and others like you. Don't look on it as just another longshore mission.
Oh, no,
come
no.
in and see us when you're here. That's all we ask. You're our family, all we've got now. Well, except Ella and a little granddaughter we've never seen.
Ella's your daughter, is she?
Mm. Yes, she let the family down, you know. Married a Scouse longshoreman, Ed Tully, clerk in the Liverpool docks.
He's a nice lad, Arthur, and he thinks the world of her, and you can't ask more than that. It's a lovely little home in New Brighton, and the baby is the sweetest. Oh, well, here. I'll show you a photo.
Oh, there she goes, yes. You'll never get her off it now.
Oh, you hold your tongue, dear. Oh. There. Now, what do you think of that? Isn't she sweet?
Oh, yes. Very nice.
Oh, now, turn it up, Ma. What do these boys know about nippers?
Enough to know that this one's a real puppet. How old is she?
18 months, when that was taken. Ah. She'll be 2 in November, and I baked her a birthday cake.
Oh, can't you? It'll be smashed to bits by the time he gets there, but it's no good telling her, oh, no. Oh, no, the custom sharks will probably enjoy a chunk of it with their 11s.
Well, I can only pack it tight and hope for the best. Wait a minute. I wonder. Look. Would it be asking too much of you boys to take it for me?
Oh, now, have a heart. No, you can't go taking advantage like that.
Oh, no, sure you can. We'd be delighted.
Are you sure it wouldn't be too much trouble?
Trouble? No, not a bit of it.
I've got it here in the sideboard. I'll show it to you.
Oh, sheer imposition, I calls it.
There.
I say, that's a beaut.
Oh, thanks. But you're sure you don't mind? I'll wrap it up well and put it in a box.
Oh, no, not at all. That'll be a pleasure, Auntie.
And I'll give you the address, just across the river from Pierhead and only a short walk from the ferry. And I'll write to Ella in the meantime, and I bet she'll have a lovely supper for you.
Right.
I taught her to cook.
Oh, my mouth.
Make fast for it. Make them slack their chips.
Aye, aye, sir.
Right, hold it. Make fast the backspring. Okay. Make fast for it, sir.
Aye, aye, Mr. Pearson. I'll see what's keeping those people on the poop.
Damn second mate's moonstruck again. Right, bosun. Get round and see the lines are okay.
Aye, aye, sir.
Then take the starboard watch and the two apprentices and get the hatches off for an early start in the morning.
Oh, very good, sir. Right, Mr. Askew.
Yes, sir?
Take 3 of the hands and start knocking the wedges out.
Aye, aye, sir.
Hey, where's that mate of yours?
Gannett? Well, he went down the pilot ladder as we came through the dock gates. Well, he said you'd sent him to the stevedore's office.
Me send him? The young rip. I did no such thing. Swing on the ladder again, eh? All right, he's for it this time. Wait till a mate gets hold of him.
Oh, he's up, boss. Look, maybe he had something urgent to attend to. Don't split on him to the mate. He's been in enough hot water since we left Sydney.
Yeah, all right. Go on, get on with them hatches.
Okay, boss. Thanks.
All right, come on, you herbs. Smack about it. The sooner the hatches are off, the sooner you can get ashore. I bet the Liverpool girls can hardly wait.
Yeah, well, they got the gannet to ease the strain while they're waiting for us, eh?
Excuse me. Your name, Askew?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, mine's Carter. I'm the head tally clerk ashore there. Me ma-in-law wrote to the wife from Sydney.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Carter? I got a parcel for you.
Oh, yes, so she said. Cake for my little girl.
It's a long aft in me cabin. If you'll hang on a second, I'll go and get it for you.
Oh, that's very good of you.
Mr. Askew, do you happen to be working aboard this hooker or travelling first class in the tween decks? Get on with those hatches!
Struth. Aye, aye, sir. Look, I'll get it to you as soon as I can slip away.
I'm afraid I've got to hop it. I only came aboard for the manifests. I'll tell you what. You know that pub just outside the dock gates? The Harbour Boy?
Oh, yeah.
Well, suppose I meet you there at 6 o'clock and pick it up from you. Will you be finished then?
Sure. Yeah, all right. That'll be fine. Be seeing you. Gannett, you drongo, where the devil have you been?
Hello, ski boy. I just had a quick run ashore.
Quick run? You've been away a couple of hours. And I've been covering up your tracks for you and doing your damn job.
Now, relax, Esky. I couldn't help it. You see, I had a letter from my sister with the mail the pilot brought aboard. And there's a 10-bob postal order in it. I just had to get ashore to cash it before the post office closed.
Why didn't you say so, instead of telling lies about it? Stevedore's office, my foot.
Well, I couldn't. The second mate was right behind you. I couldn't clean up?
Yeah.
Here we are, then. Even got some hot water for you.
Oh, good of you. Hog most of it for yourself, as usual. We're going to meet old auntie's son-in-law in a pub outside the dock gate.
Oh, he's been aboard, has he?
Yeah, but I couldn't give him the cake because the mate was howling like a banshee. We'll take it with us.
Good. Where is it, by the way?
In my sea chest, under lock and key. So you couldn't get your thieving fingers on it.
Me? Pinch your paper's birthday cake? Oh, what on earth do you think I am?
No, I don't have to think, I know. That's why I kept it well locked up. Here it is. Oh, I suppose the coppers at the dock gate will want to have a look inside.
Oh, I don't know. They're pretty decent with us blokes. Anyway, it don't matter if they do. They'll know that that cake hasn't been pinched off this barge.
All right. Well, get away from the basin, will you? We've got to meet him at six, and it's nearly that now.
Right.
Oh, this Mersey fog gets into your bones. Oh, there's the gate office now.
Hello, Wax. Which one are you off?
The Chelina, officer.
Oh, I just got in, have you? Good trip?
Well, not bad if you don't mind a bit of starvation.
Don't seem to have done you much harm.
Oh.
What you got in that parcel?
Oh, just a birthday cake. We're bringing for some friends in Sydney for their daughter's baby, Becky. I'll come inside and open it.
No, that's all right. Just so long as it's not the ship's compass you're trying to flog.
You wouldn't get fourpence for the one off our hooker. Pinched it off the ark in the first place.
All right, Wax. Have a good time ashore. But watch them Judas. They're tigers.
Yeah, we'll watch it. Good night, officer.
Good night.
Come on, let's get over to the harbour, boy. Yeah. We don't want to keep Carter waiting.
And the crows. I wonder what could have happened to him.
Look, let's get over to his place. Anyway, Auntie said there'd be supper later.
Oh, can't you stop thinking about your belly once in a while?
Well, it's no good hanging on here, hugging two half pints. We've only got a couple of bob left. Look, something must have kept the bloke. Come on, let's go. It won't take us half an hour. You've got the address.
Yeah, well, maybe you're right. Okay, finish those swipes.
Right.
This fog, can't see a thing. Hey, why don't landlubbers put up navigation lights on street names? Hey, here, let's ask this bloke. Excuse me, can you tell me if we're right for Fairlie Grove?
You're in it now.
Oh, well, that's something. We're looking for number 78, a Mrs. Carter.
78? That'll be right down the other end, on the left. This is my house here, 14. You can reckon it up from that.
Okay, thanks, mate. Okay, sonno, out of port and steady as she goes.
Yeah. 14, 16, 74.
Well, nearly there.
Yeah. Next one. That'll be 76.
Yeah.
78. Oh, uh-huh. Well, if we haven't miscounted, this is it. Phew. Dark as the Earl of Hell's waistcoat. Can you feel a bell?
No, not a thing.
Yeah, no bell. Oh, try the knocker.
Yeah. No answer was the stern response. Try again.
Well, they may be out. I wonder if it'd be better to take it back or risk leaving it on the doorstep.
Well,
shh. Here, I can hear someone coming.
Who's that?
Mrs. Carter?
Who wants her?
My name's Askew. We just got in from Sydney and we have a parcel from her mother, Mrs. Winslow.
All right. Come in. Sorry about the dark. The light's busted in the hall. Look, Stay there while I switch on in the parlour, will you?
Okay.
Okay, you can come through. Right, well, I'm Mrs. Carter.
Oh, I see. Well, here's the parcel.
Thanks.
I met your husband on the ship this afternoon.
What time?
Oh, it was about 4. He came on board just as we were warping into the dock. We were to meet him at 6 outside, but he didn't turn up, so we thought we'd better bring it.
Yeah, well, that's right. He was held up somewhere, you see. Look, hang on here a second, will you? I'll take this through to the kitchen.
Blimey! What a crummy joint! And that dame! Well, she looks a proper floozy. So this is the nice little home in New Brighton. Poor old auntie. If only she knew. Booze, I bet you.
Here, keep your voice down.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, the bloke Carter struck me as a bit odd, too. A shifty-looking type.
Well, just shows you. Nice little supper. I taught her to cook. That bint looks as if she was firmly on the fish and chips and newspaper standard. Here, let's bid her a polite but firm goodbye and get the hell out of it.
Shh, she's coming back.
Well, that's it, boys. Thanks very much for bringing it. But where's me manners? Sit down, I'll get you a drink. I've only got gin, but I don't suppose you'll mind that, will you?
Thanks all the same, but I don't think we have time. Actually, we don't drink much anyhow.
Show me a sailor boy that doesn't drink.
Well, not on an empty stomach, anyhow.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, love. I can't offer you anything to eat. Nothing in the house, you see. I've been out all day.
Oh.
Hey, but wait a minute. You can have a chunk of that cake if it'll fill a hole.
Oh, surely you're not going to cut the cake. I mean, I thought it was for your little girl's birthday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I just cut it open to see how it's kept on the voyage, like, you see. But are you sure you won't have a drink?
No, thank you. No, we really must be going.
Oh, okay. It's up to you, isn't it? Here. You better take something for your trouble. There's a couple of quid each.
We've been put to no trouble, ma'am. We're only too happy to have been of service to Mrs. Winslow.
There's no need to get cocky about it. What about your pal? He doesn't look quite so first-class A-deck to me. Here you are, sonny boy. Something to wet your whistle with. I'm very much obliged, I'm sure.
Mrs.'s apprentices in the T&S line, we rate lower than the barnacles on the old tub's bottom, but we still aren't sea-going errum boys. Blow yourself to a hairdo on it.
Come on, Gannett, let's go. Good night, Mrs. Carter.
And darn good riddance. You want to get that young squirt a few lessons in manners?
Oh, what a woman.
Well, what does she think we are?
Oh, search me. Oh, Struth, to think that a sweet old girl like Artie Winslow could have read something like that. Tragedy. Oh, come on, let's be getting back. So we can find our way to the ferry in this damn fog.
Hello, Mr. McFasser, you got good fish. A real Persian carpet. How much?
2 quid.
2 quid? Yeah, gully, gully, gully.
Canal pilot coming alongside now, sir.
Very good, Mr. Pearson. Hands to stations. And ready to weigh.
Aye, aye, sir. Come on, ask you, Gannett. Rouse them out. What the hell are you eating now?
Turkish delight, sir. Have a bit?
Not likely. You know what they make us up out of in Portside?
Oh, no idea, sir. Tastes all right, though. And only 2 piastres for a damn great box.
No wonder you got pimples.
Growing boy, sir.
None of your lip. Get those bumboat wallers clear of the side.
Okay, sir.
We'll be entering the canal in half an hour. Righto, chips. Stand by the way.
Ready, sir.
Gannett, look at this. Quick, before the mate comes back.
Oh, look at what? I was just glancing through the bundle of newspapers that the Seaman's Mission put on board.
Look at this one. The Liverpool Record 10 days ago. Look at it.
New Brighton attack. Further developments have now come to light in the investigations into the murderous attack on Mrs. Ella Carter, the New Brighton housewife. Police now wish to interview 2 youths in what's been described as naval officers or petty officers' uniforms.
See?
Who inquired their way to the house on the night of the attack.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, what do we do, Gannett? What do we do?
We'll just keep our ruddy mouths closed, that's
we
what.
We can't. We'll have to tell all we know.
Well, what do we know? We didn't do it. She was all right when we left.
No, but if the police want to interview us...
Now, just listen, sonno. Now, the best thing we can do is to wait till we get to Sydney and then go and tell old auntie everything we know, which isn't much. If she thinks we ought to make a clean breast of it, okay. I don't mind going to the Sydney police. At least we'll be talking the same language.
Oh, suffering catfish. What a mess.
Come on, come on.
Shh, look, here comes the mate. Okay, drop the paper over the side.
Yeah, right.
Righto, then, chips, steam up.
Aye, aye, Mr. Owls.
Here's the mate. Get the canal flag hoist ready, Askey.
Sydney. Oh, I've been dreading this day. At the same time, I'm glad it's soon going to be over. You ready, Gannett? Oh, Struth, I wonder if old Artie's going to believe us.
Why shouldn't she? She knows we're not a couple of thugs. Anyway, the bloke concerned might have been caught by now. Well, he's hoping anyway. Ready?
Ready.
Okay, then, let's go.
Hello, you young rips. Gonna beat up Sydney, are you?
With 5 bob between us? Sydney's safe, Buzzy.
Yeah, you just watch yourselves, that's all.
through the sheds and into the quay road. Boy, I could cane a cold beer now.
Just a minute, you two.
I beg your pardon?
Your name's Askew and Howells?
That's right.
Billings, plainclothes branch, New South Wales Police. You boys are wanted up at headquarters for a little talk.
Oh, this is it?
Look, Sergeant.
Inspector.
Inspector, look, we've got a complete answer. As a matter of fact, we were just going to call round to explain things to Arnie Wimslow, then we intended coming to you.
Oh, fine. Saved your walk, then. Get in that car. Move over, Joe. Make room for the gents.
Okay.
All right, Sergeant, I'll drive.
Blimey. This police headquarters? Looks like the back of Woolloomooloo to me.
Save it, sport. Now give the young gentleman your visiting card, Joe. The funny one first.
Ooh! Hey, what's going on? Here, you can't do that. Police or no police?
We ain't police, mate. By the time we're through, maybe you'll be wishing we was. Okay, now that's just to put things on a nice, friendly basis. Now, where is it?
Oh, where's what?
Oh, he wants it the hard way. Okay, use the brass knuckles on him, Joe.
Oh, now look, fellas, if you'd only tell us what it's all about, maybe we could help you. But at the moment, I don't know what you're getting.
Come on, you, up on your feet.
Stand back, will you? I'm warning you, I've got a gun. This joker shouldn't wear it sticking out of his backside pocket. Okay, ugly mug, reach for it. Go on, right up.
Now listen, son. Now, wait a minute. We're all men of the world here. There's no need for this sort of thing. Now, suppose we cool off, sit down, and talk it over like sensible blokes.
Nearly put us down.
Boy said, get him up. Right, Askew. Now, get round beside him.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not between him and me, you idiot.
Huh?
That's right. Now, see where he's carrying his gun?
Yeah.
That's the idea. Right, hang on to it. Keep him covered.
Now, look, son. I got a proposition.
Yeah, so have I. And this is it.
Struth. Gannett, you nearly knocked his block off.
Right, come on, Askew boy.
All right, I'm
Let's
coming.
Get out of here in case these goons have got some pals. For Pete's sake, hurry up, will you?
I'm coming. Here we are. The Haven. Oh, I couldn't run another yard. Yeah,
what the... Hello, the damn place is closed.
Well, she never closes before midnight.
These blokes have had a cobber. They've been shut a fortnight.
Well, what happened?
Couldn't make it pay, so I heard. Pity, a nice pair of old wowsers. Did a good job for you sailors. Oh, well, there's always the pubs. Night.
Oh, Struth, that's torn it. Well, I wonder where they've gone.
Oh, we're not sticking around to find out, that's for sure. The safest place for us is on board until we sail again. Come on, old Fonce, back to the barge.
Captain, sir. Captain of the Wilds, Mayor aboard to see you, sir.
Oh, yes. Show him in, will you, quartermaster?
Aye, aye, sir. Straight through, Captain. Day cabin on your right.
Thank you.
Oh, come on in, will you? Welcome aboard. My name's Hal. Askew. Askew, you old rascal. What are you doing in Rio?
Well, your quartermaster's just told you. I'm commanding that hooker out there in midstream. We're taking over your berth when you move tomorrow. How are you, Gannett? Oh, a long time, eh?
Well, 15? No, by George, nearly 16 years. Well, I am glad to see you. You know, I've thought of you every time we put into Liverpool and laughed my head off.
Yeah, I'm glad of that. I've been waiting each time to feel the heavy hand of the law on my shoulder. I wonder what was behind all that business.
Well, you know, I could tell you the whole story now.
Well, fair dinkum. Well, okay, shoot.
Well, you remember that cake we took home for old Auntie?
Oh, I do.
Well, lovely grub. I can taste it this day. You know, they don't make them like that now. It's a lost art.
What the devil are you talking about? You never did taste it.
Oh, didn't I? Askew boy, I was a rat. You know what it was like in those days? Always starving. Well, one night in the Met, while you were on watch, I couldn't stand it any longer, so I'm afraid I just lifted your key, swiped the cake, and took it down out behind the spud locker and wolfed every crumb.
You gozo, rigged, daring, gutted swamp.
You're shocking, wasn't it? Well, then, my idea was to slip ashore in Liverpool as soon as we got in and buy one like it, replace it so that nobody would have been any the wiser. But, well, the beads complicated matters.
Beads? What beads?
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. In the middle of the cake was a string of big artificial pearls.
Made me feel real bad.
You swallowed him? Serves you right.
You damn fool. I mean, you know, bad in my conscience. I thought Auntie had put them in as a, you know, a birthday surprise for the little girl. Yeah. Like my old mare used to put sixpences and germs in the plum pudding. Anyway, I wrapped them up carefully and stowed them away, intending to cut a chunk out of the bottom of the new cake and then shove them in. Only more complications. When we got in, I was broke to the white. So what did I do but flog the pearls to the bosun? You remember, he was always buying that junk jewellery for his girl.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got 10 bob. Then I invented the story of the postal order from his sister, nipped ashore, bought a cake for 3 bob and a string of pearls for 0.5 crown, made the swap, and that was that.
Well, I still don't get it.
You will. The pearls I sold the bosun happened to be real.
What?
You're 15,000 quid's worth.
Do you mean
you swiped from a sheep baron's missus in Queensland and smuggled out of the country by us pair of innocent zombies?
What?
It's a fact. Ella and her husband were runners for a gang that operated in Australia and the UK. When she passed over the duds, well, they naturally felt a little pain and lambasted the Judas out of her. Well, she must have convinced them she was in the clear, because then they laid for us when we got back to Sydney.
Well, how did you find all this out?
Old Arthur told me in Cape Town, well, a few years back.
What was he doing there?
Waiting for Auntie to come out of jug. She was doing 5 years for illicit diamond buying and smuggling them out. Do you know, they'd been in this racket for years.
Oh, I'll be damned. Oh, I wonder what became of the real pearls.
Ah, well, there you have me. Probably round some dockside floozer's neck in Liverpool still. If only she knew. And if only I knew which floozy.
That was Apprentice to Danger by Barclay Mather. Askew was played by Geoffrey Ashby and Gannett by John Baddeley. Production for the BBC was by Robin Midgley.